Yeah, but Christmas. Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay. Say, what if it was, say, about a week before Christmas? Would you tell someone?
Well,
you say,
still have Christmas spirit.
Uh-huh.
I'd say, Merry Christmas to you.
Okay. And on the 1st of January, you tell someone,
Happy New Year.
Okay. Would you ever say New Year's gift?
New Year's gift.
Would you say that?
I'd say that, yeah. New Year's gift.
Okay. Say someone had done you a favor, you might say, thank you, I'm much.
I'm much.
Much of?
Much obliged. Pleased with it.
Okay. You say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay. You say, after, is that, is, can you think of an old-fashioned word for that?
Let's see. I've got to go and buy some groceries.
Okay. You wouldn't say do some trading, would you?
Oh, either. Some put it that way. Yeah. I've got to go to town and do some trade.
Mm-hmm. Okay, say you bought something and the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and what? Yeah.
Well, he put, I don't know how to rhyme it.
Okay, say, you know, you buy some meat, you get him to slice some meat for you.
I get him slice it for me.
And then he took the paper and he
puts the paper around.
Okay, or he
wraps it up.
Okay. So you say, he took out the paper and he what it out?
He laid the meat in and wrapped it up.
Okay. And when I got home with the package,
it was already wrapped.
Uh-huh. And so what did you do to it? You
put it in the,
yeah, but when you want to get the meat out, then you have to
thaw it up.
He wrapped it up. When you get home, you,
you know, you take it out.
Or you
unwrap it.
Okay. If you had to sell something for less than you paid for it, you say I had to sell it at a,
well, I had to sell it at a deuce price. I didn't get what I ought to, but I sold it.
Okay. Or you say I had to sell it at a
deuce price.
Yeah, and you